This crossing to the provincial G20 Education Indaba on Rise FM is brought to you by Mpumalanga Department of Education. Together, building bridges of knowledge and opportunity to empower future generations.
Well, we're still out here at U Hotel in White River for the G20 Provincial Education Indaba. And tell you what, right next to me, I do have the Honorable Premier of the province of Mpumalanga, Mr. Mandla Ndlovu. Honorable Premier, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Yeah, thank you for allowing me to talk to our listeners.
Well, thank you so much. A beautiful initiative that we gathered here for this morning. You did mention this morning on the importance of also people out in, you know, the underprivileged communities, them having tablets, them having laptops, so that they can also advance when it comes to the digital age where we are now. How important is it that, you know, as a department, you foster that bridge to say we want everyone, every child within the province of Mpumalanga to be up to par when it comes to, you know, technology?
Yeah, we must know that the world of today is far different from the world of yesterday. Ourselves were more manual. So children today, they must be able on their own to make their own researches at home. They must be able to equip themselves with knowledge and wisdom on their own while they are at home. So we decided that they will not only rely on one teacher in a class, want also to share even responsibilities where you will have maybe one teacher, a good teacher in Mariti, in mathematics. Through this program, we can be able to have one teacher that will be imparting knowledge also in other schools, if our schools will be linked in terms of technology. So we are going to ensure that our children here in Mpumalanga, starting from grade 10 this year, but will not end there. The aim is that one day, if we have enough in our pockets, we want to ensure that all our students in Mpumalanga, all our learners in Mpumalanga, one day they must have laptops, so that they will not see a laptop when they go to tertiary institution. They must start to utilize and operate laptops at an early stage.
Well, today we are gathered, and a lot of, you know, there's private stakeholders, but we also do have the department. How is it important that everybody within the community plays that role of making sure that they bridge when it comes to education?
Yeah, education is not just a program that should only be given to teachers. Our understanding is that education starts from birth. When a child gives a birth cry, inviting all of us to take care of him or her, or if not, she or he is going to die. So education starts from home, and then the interaction between the parents and the school, also the involvement of parents generally in a community to assist our children to develop toward their purposive adulthood. So we expect brothers, we accept community leaders, we expect all of us to intervene in the life of a child and try to build that child towards, as I indicated, purposive, responsible adulthood. Adulthood is not about age only. It must be purposive, and it will only be purposive if all of us work as a team and guide our children.
Well, Honorable Premier, before I let you go, any last words for our listeners at home right now that you can give them?
Yeah, we want to encourage especially our children that currently some of them, they have decided just to stay at home. They have got their own reasons that maybe to me some of the reasons are meaningless. I want to request them that they must go back to school, because according to my understanding, education is the royal road to success. We want them to represent us very well as future leaders. Without education, they will not be able to be the ambassadors of the people of Mpumalanga.
Well, thank you so much. That was the Honorable Premier of the province of Mpumalanga, Mr. Mandla Ndlovu. We'll catch more of exactly what is going on the ground right here out on our social media platforms. But I guess this is where it is.
A big shout out to Princess M, and a big shout out to all the key stakeholders, to the two departments, National and Mpumalanga Department of Education. With that, we say, Ranza, Shikolo Shawena.
As I speak to you right now, the Raz FM Creative Department is working on ways to carry your message to the hearts and minds of the people of Mpumalanga. This is the market you need to talk to. Email sales@razfm.co.za or visit razfm.co.za for more information and contact detail. And if you're wondering if radio advertising still works, the very fact that you're wondering is proof that it does.